This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you 4 free 5G phones and 4 lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, one of my favorites for a long, long time. Ron Rothstein, FanDuel Sports Network, former head coach for the WNBA as well as the Miami Heat. Ron, good morning. How you doing, man?
Morning, Joe. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I got to tell you, I got a nice surprise this morning about a little less than an hour ago. Ronnie Cicely gave us a call. Your first pick, a first overall pick in the history of the franchise. I did not realize he had all the records to this day of double doubles and 20-20s and 30-30. I mean, incredible. And Bam just got the record for all time for double doubles. We forget how good he was, Ron.
Yeah, Joe, that's very true. Ronnie sort of flew under the radar a little bit. But, you know, when he came in into the league in our first year, he truly was not ready for NBA basketball. He just wasn't. And we started in our first offseason, we started one of the first offseason individual improvement programs in the NBA. And we did it because we had to, because we had so many young guys. And Ronnie took to it like a duck to water. I mean, we hired Bill Foran. Bill had been the strength and conditioning coach at UM during the years when they won national championships. And we had been practicing at UM that first year. So got a chance to see him work. We could go into that weight room. I'd walk in and I'd see those monsters in there.
Yeah.
They were actually bigger than the Dolphins because I'd been to training camp with Coach Shuler. And I was amazed when I walked into that room. But anyhow, Ronnie was put to work by Bill Foran that summer and also by Dave Wall, one of my assistants. And they remade Ronnie Cicely. And he came back the next year and he was the most improved player in the NBA. And from that year, for 5 straight years, he averaged a double-double
until
he got traded to Orlando. And, you know, unfortunately, in his third, his third year, he hurt his knee and missed about 20 games. That hurt us, not having him. But he had a terrific career. He'll get, and he's a great guy. Always was a great guy. He's just a super nice person.
Yeah, he was great. By the way, you guys agree on something. He got going. He goes, listen, I love the NBA and stuff. And then he put the big butt on today's game. I think probably on behalf of a lot of old school guys and yourself going, this dish and throw it out for 3-point shots. And the game has just changed so much. He said it's tough to watch sometimes till you get to the playoffs and stuff. And yeah, I guess everybody's noticed. And the centers are now all outside trying to shoot threes and very few. I guess it's everybody complains about, will it ever change? Or are we just going to see more of it and better shooters and people just get better at it?
Well, I think it's the way the kids are growing up with the game, Joe. And until somebody comes along, you know, there's one person responsible for all of this. You know who it is, don't you?
Steph Curry.
Yeah. You see, there's two guys, in my opinion, there's two guys that revolutionized the game. And all the years, with all the great players and sensational talents, there's two guys that changed the way the game is played. The first one was Bill Russell.
Yeah.
Made shot blocking and rebounding, you know, priority. And then Steph Curry, the 6-point shooter. We've had Jordan, LeBron, Kareem, Will, Duncan, go on and on. They're all great, great players. Now, you can make the case for Kareem in the college game, they outlawed the Duncan schedule. He was in college, now basketball, he couldn't dunk in warm-ups.
Yeah.
So, These people are, they're icons, and until something or someone comes along to make it different, or the rules change. I mean, for example, look at Wendy. How many threes he shoots?
Yeah, I know. Comes down and shoots from the top of the key, dribbles down and shoots. You're right.
Yeah. So, you know, it's the way the game is now.
Hey, Ron, so the other part of everything, let's get back to here. You know, this is the first time in a long time. This is me talking, not you. This is the first time in a long time where I've really said to myself watching this Heat team, we really have no chance to make a big splash in the playoffs because it's been so good for so long where you always had a chance, whether it was Jimmy Butler and picking his game up and guys expecting to win to all the teams through the years. It just – this group they have, and fortunately the Jimmy Butler thing didn't work out, but – it just, whether it's offense some nights or defense or closing games, and now Spo trying to figure out how to put new guys in off a trade, it just doesn't have a good feel going down the last 22 games. That's just for me. How do you feel?
Joe, I want to remind you about, was it 2 years ago?
Yeah.
We almost got knocked out in the play-in game.
Yes.
And we got to the finals. You just never know, Joe.
I know Jimmy Butler was real special that year, though. And so, and by the way, he wasn't the only one. Tyler Hero was great, too. Yes.
No, Jimmy Butler was not special that year. Jimmy Butler was special in
the playoffs. Yes.
Okay.
Good point.
Jimmy Butler hasn't been special for a number of years. And people need to understand and recognize him. And, so, doesn't look good. And plus, you know, we just haven't been healthy. All right? We got too many guys missing too many games.
Yep.
And to make a trade, you bring in new people, and you don't have a lot of time to get them to work together.
Yep.
Right now, people may say, well, look what's going on in Golden State, and look what's going on in L.A. Well, what you've done is you've added veteran stars. Guys who've been there, done that, and to other veterans, you know, who are stars, sometimes that can almost look seamless. When you're adding young people, it's hard. It just is.
Yeah.
And if we're going to have a chance to do anything, I think everybody would agree, you need to get healthy. Now, you can get healthy 2 weeks, with 2 weeks left in the season, and you never know what's going to happen. Because you never know what's going to happen to the other team you're playing.
That's true.
You play a huge part in what happens eventually because nobody wins if you're not helping.
You know, Ron, for me, that's been a bit of a surprise, the Jaime Jaquez drop-off. What have you seen that's different? He was so good. I mean, so good for where he was drafted out of UCLA last year to what has happened this year.
Well, a couple of things happened. Number one, once you establish who you are and the way, not establish who you are, but so much the way you play, so teams get a read on you, okay? To me, the thing that has hurt Jaime the most is that his outside shooting is questioned. So teams are just laying off him and playing him for the drive. And, you know, if he gets the right matchup, he can back people down, he can go to the rim, he can score. But there are matchups that he can't do that to. He can't bully people. And then, so those are the times and the nights that they'll struggle. But when you're 6'7 or 6'8 in this league, you've got to be able to shoot from the outside. You don't necessarily have to be a three-point shooter, but in this day and age, it helps. But, you know, you got to be at least a decent mid-range shooter.
Yeah.
And he has had a hard time with that.
You know, we were talking earlier. We've been talking a lot about Jim Larrañaga, the NIL, and a lot of college coaches are going, and by the way, seeing it in football too, just this thinks you can't just be a coach. You can't tell them, and the better they are and the more McDonald All-American games they play in and all these special travel teams, it's been really hard. How would you handle that, and how would you do with today's college game with the money so important for these guys coming in for 1 year and potentially leaving?
Joe, I don't want to be a smart guy, okay? But I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I tried the two college jobs when I was high school as an assistant, okay? I was willing to take goes back to the 70s. I was willing to take a big pay cut, pick up my family, and move to Timbuktu, or wherever.
Yeah.
And I didn't get those jobs. And it was the best thing that ever happened to me. Because I don't think I ever would have been a good college coach. I don't think I ever would have been a good recruiter. That's just not who I am. You have to know who you are.
Yeah.
If you can deal with that, more power to you, and a lot of guys have Hall of Fame careers. They can do it.
Right.
And I think you have to be built a certain way. And with what's going on today, it's not college athletics. Come on. It isn't. We all know the deal with the NCAA is and what's going on there and the lawsuit that's getting settled. Think about all the money that the NCAA is willing to pay back for 10 years. And that tells you all you need to know. It is professional sports.
Right. 100%, it's professional. Yeah, it's different. They're going to be playing a lot more games for it. This thing's going to expand, and it's going to make more and more money. And the players, it's trickled into high school now too. And it's we're living in a different world, Ron. Different time.
Yeah, that stuff into high school is just absolute.
So anyway, hey Ron,
it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, it is. Hey Ron, thank you, man. I appreciate it. And hopefully get this thing rolling and get healthy. How's Spo doing through this whole thing? Spo's earned his money this year, man. I got to tell you, he has earned his money without getting into all the how's he doing?
Well, I think he's doing okay. I mean, look, when you're going through a season like this, when you say okay, everything is wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. The one thing I do know about head coaches, you don't sleep.
Yeah.
You better nap in the afternoon because you're not getting enough sleep.
Right.
Because you can't turn off that brain 24/7. It's tough.
Yeah. Ron, thank you. Really appreciate it, bud. You take care of yourself. You make sure you get some sleep, though. I don't want to worry about you, all right?
Happy Wednesday, Joe.
All right, right back at you, Ron. Thank you. Ron Rothstein, FanDuel Sports Network. Joining us as the Heat and the Cavs tonight. Boy, that's going to be Cavs 51-10 on the season. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers for just a moment here, man. Never look better. Nope, not when it comes to SUVs and trucks. Well, I'll tell you, I got to start with the Tahoe and the 2025 Tahoe with that. It's bigger. It's roomy. It's a great drive. It's comfortable. I can't say enough about it. And right over to the all-new Equinox, offering so much. Convenient driver tech, eye-catching exterior. You've got an SUV loaded with smart style and practical dependability to the 2025 Traverse. And I just tell everybody this because I just happened to take it for a test drive before I decide to go Tahoe, that Traverse. So much room, for so spacious for a midsize, comfortable, even plenty of room for the cargo for the family on that trip. The turbocharged 2.5 liter engine, it gets better performance. I just go on and on. But let's get to the Silverado trucks for just a second here. With four strong options for engines and power for what you need for work, we got you covered. South Florida Chevy dealers and the Silverado truck want to let you know it's like we've custom made a truck perfect for your lifestyle. Whether you work and it's tough work, it's hardcore work, it's 7 days a week, we got a Silverado truck that's durable and ready to work with you every day. Hey, find out for yourself. See your South Florida Chevy dealers, 14 dealerships throughout South Florida for an outstanding offers going on right now.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Ron Rothstein joined us a little bit to talk about he's a coach, man. He's hopeful that things will get turned around. They'll get healthier, and guys start playing their best at the last couple of weeks of the season. Either way, they're looking at a first-round matchup, even if they get through that play-in of either the Cavs or the Celtics. Tough outs. And by the way, the Cavs, everybody thought they were going to come back after that great start. They have not come back at all. They're 51-10 on the season and just playing great basketball and have stayed pretty healthy too. All right, the other thing, we're just kind of watching everything. You know, we get Dolphins and we think like we got, you know, we're real bad shape and all those things. And it was rough. Last year was a rough year, and some of the things that have gone on are just, it wasn't the best for anybody. But I got to tell you what, how about the Giants not signing Saquon Barkley or not getting that done? And he goes to the Eagles, has 2,000 yards, and wins the Super Bowl. He did everything. Could have been the MVP of the year, of the league. He was that good. And it never stopped. It happened all the way through. And the truth is, if he'd have stayed with the Giants and got his money, he wouldn't have had a very good year because they're just not very good. He wasn't going to be able to have that kind of success if he would have stayed with the Giants. And now he goes the most talented team that wins it all. He gets another 2-year extension. Like, and running backs around the league are like, wow, thank you, Saquon Barkley. We're getting paid again. We're getting, you got us money. What, over $20 million a year extension? We thought that position was dead. I did. I thought, oh boy, fun to play. You get the ball a lot. You get to be the star. But when it comes to bank account and retirement money, it doesn't look like a lot of other positions in the NFL. And who knows? Saquon, threw everything. They let him go and goes to their rival and has this great year. It is such, no matter what, it's a really bad look for the Giants. It is. And again, he would have, might have had half that playing for the Giants. Maybe half that of those numbers he put up. Maybe a little bit more, but nothing close to 2,000 yards. Goes there, got the great offensive line, got a quarterback that can run, got two really good receivers outside. Listen, that thing was balanced. It was... They were the best team, and they were coached up, had a great system on both sides. Vic Fangio joined that staff, and bam, that thing took off. But what a story, and what a bad look for the Giants. Even though I still believe, you know, they got problems. They're not worrying, you know, he comes back this year and they're going, well, who's going to quarterback going to be, and what are we going to do? Are we going to try to draft a guy up high? Are we going to get one of the retreads of the league and what? And he doesn't have that where he is. He's got same quarterback, same two wide receivers, Same offensive line. They're in good shape for him to continue to have more success, which just a hell of a story. Hell of a story. And Saquon Barkley, man, just one of the great stories in the NFL to go with some of the quarterbacks. Had a lot of quarterbacks played really well last year. And now free agency is getting ready to start. It really is the league, folks, that never sleeps. It's incredible. It just kind of snuck up on us. Like, right? It was like, all right, franchise tag is over. Two guys, that's it. T. Higgins, Trey Smith. Deadline is passed. We're good to go. What's next? Oh, free agency. Negotiation starts on Monday. Wow. Those guys literally got home from the combine and started working long days on free agency, what they could spend. And not just here with the Dolphins. This around the league. Everybody's going through this, trying to figure out what they need, what everybody else is going to, you know, be going after. Everything. Not only, you know, not only what you need, but what can you realistically get at a price you can afford, knowing you need a lot. And you tied up a lot of money on a handful of guys. So, yeah, this thing will be very, very interesting going forward to see what we find out from the Miami Dolphins over the next few days. With contracts, trying to free up some more money. I'm guessing they're going to try to free up some more money. They can. Free up some money for to be a bigger player in free agency. And then on top of that, still getting ready and trying to figure out the draft and what they want to do for that with, again, cornerback, two safeties, defensive tackle. Sounds like there's a ton of defensive tackles out there. A couple of guards, backup quarterback. That's just your front line, by the way. Still need linebackers. Still need a third quarterback. Still need you only got two running backs under contract, and you need more wide receivers. And the list goes on and on of trying to fill this roster up with either free agents, which is expensive, or being able to put six or seven of your 10 draft picks on a 53-man roster where they can help you right away from special teams to offense and defense. So there's going to be a lot of moving parts here for the Dolphins, and don't have as much money as a lot of teams. But again, I think they're going to continue to go for it as Mr. Ross wants to win right now. And I think they have the green light to do whatever they can to win right now. So that's kind of where we are with this whole thing right now. Bradley Chubb is a big decision on a restructure, a pay cut, or release, most likely. Restructure means he'll get all his money, get some of it up front again, and that'll free up some money. It's a big salary cap hit for those of you that pay attention to this. I don't, but I do know the number of a little over $29 million, which is a lot of money. Off this last contract that he got when he was traded from Denver to the Miami Dolphins. I'd love to see, money aside, I'd love to see a healthy Chubb, Chop, and Phillips together for a year to see what it looks like. Now, they haven't been able to stay healthy. Phillips missed injury the last 2 years. Chubb missed all of last year. And Chop coming into year two should be a lot better after the way he played in the second half of the season. So, yeah, those will be a few things that everybody's watching. And then the free agent thing is just going to be completely, completely wild to see what everybody does, the amount of money spent. T. Higgins, Cincinnati's a cheap team. I'm guessing he's going to fight that tag. I can't imagine getting tagged for a second straight year by Cincinnati, the cheapest team in the National Football League. And then Javon Holland. I'm curious to see what Javon Holland's going to get on the open market. I can't see him coming back. The comments made when his last comments on a podcast that he did, I was just like, yeah, it doesn't sound like Javon thinks he's coming back. Yeah, they want him back, but they want him on the cheap and saying you didn't put up big numbers, so we can't pay you that kind of money and all those things. And that usually leads to a fresh start somewhere else. Still 24 years old, and probably somebody out there is going to pay him. I see he's one of the top-ranked NFL free agents on the top 100 list. The other thing is, man, this potential thing. We got some guys on potential right now with the Dolphins. How many years do you keep a guy before you say, forget potential, we got to let him go. We got to find somebody else. And again, I'm not one that gives up on marriages right away. I mean, if you see hope. I saw the article on Eric Ezekama, fourth year, fourth round pick, wide receiver, still with us. Seems like he gives us a big tease just about every preseason, has a really good game, going back to his rookie year where he's really good, thinking, wow, he's got one of those top four or five spots wrapped up. Hell, I can see him playing this year. We've done it not once, not twice, not three times. We're now in our fourth year. And again, we need wide receivers. We go outside, our guys get hurt. We're going outside to bring guys in, and we're passing over Eric Ezekama. I don't know if he's injured. I don't know if there's other issues there. Maturity. All I know is if you're not playing and you're not being productive, that tells me the coaches don't trust you. When you need help and you got guys on your practice squad slash now practice squad is connected to your 53-man roster and you're not playing, we've seen this now with a couple of guys. Cam Smith, second-round pick. Eric Ezekama, fourth-round pick. Big guy. And it had some really good preseason games. And we got coaches that go, nah, it's either a maturity thing, concentration, consistency. It's amazing, too. You would think these guys would figure it out, especially if they've never done it. You'd be hungry every day to learn your playbook, learn everything going on, ask a zillion questions, and not wait. The Dolphins seem to wait. We wait on guys. It worked out on Austin Jackson. Austin Jackson found a position at the right tackle, got a new contract. Happened late, wasn't early, whiffed at some other positions for us. But the idea when you get these draft picks is not to find out how good they are in year three or four. You want to get them on the cheap where they're playing right away. You want to see them playing late in their first year, into their second year, into their third year. And we're coming back to camp again this year. And everybody's going to be saying all the right things about all these guys, and we don't know. And final say will be by the coordinators if you're playing or not. And if you're not playing, something's wrong. Because there's a lot of holes and positions where you could play on this team before they go to free agency in the draft. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Ronnie Cicely is going to join us coming up here. We'll talk to the former Miami Heat. Actually, first Miami Heat center, put up some big numbers. His record was just broken. We'll talk to Ronnie Cicely about all that stuff coming up next.